Well, Pastor said it was a word. So I sat with the Lord. First, I fought a little bit because there wasn't going to be any time to sit with, you know, the whole thing that would some of us go through. But anyways, I did sit with him, and he gave me a word. So I'm going to read what he gave me, and I'm going to read it kind of slow. It's a couple of pages, and we'll see what else he has. Have I not told you, you are my chosen ones? So this is for all of us. You are set aside and apart, yes, apart from others who are walking the same walk but have chosen a different path. Your path is for a time to come. It will be revealed when the time is right. You all have your own paths, but somehow they are converging together. Mm-hmm. That somehow is me. There is a squeezing going on in the body of Christ as my bride is being prepared, pampered, and made ready for the bridegroom. The spices and oils have been applied as you are being squeezed. You may not smell the fragrance of me just yet, but my faithful, be encouraged, I am here to receive you.
Jesus.
Time is getting close. Your destinies are about to be revealed. It will be wondrous. You will have no doubt that it is me directing. All of you with your individual gifts and talents and many experiences will become my beautiful bride, my set apart ones. All that you have experienced to get to this place will be understood. I have heard your cries, your questioning, and your groanings. It will be made clear. It will be your aha moment. Fix not only your eyes, but your hearts, your minds, your whole being on me. Trust is so important at this time. Cling to my word. Speak my word. Live my word. Without exception. I thought that was very important. I cannot be more clear. The words were written for all of you at such a time as this, to be read and pondered and made clear by my Holy Spirit, speaking through my many representatives. Heed what they say. Discern in your hearts, this is the time to trust and believe, trust and believe, trust and believe. I'll tell you, my spirit was jumping.
Wow.
Absolutely jumping.
We'll need copies of that.
And I did not have time to type it or anything, so, I mean, I will do that. But for me, this hits quite a few spots. For me, I think the trust issue is really very foremost in my heart at this time. I've always kind of gone along, kind of la-di-da. You know, well, I trust God. But I don't think I really understood what trusting God meant. I think you shared a little bit about that, Judy. You know, it's not, and I've said this to Mary Jo, it's really not until he puts our feet to the fire.
Yeah.
And we're in this test and we don't know where we're going.
Amen.
Because we don't really know what he wants for us. That's when the trust comes. And he sure was very clear that it's going to be revealed. We're going to know what it is. But it's really important that we put our trust in him.
Amen.
Now, I'll share a little bit of this journey that I'm on. Last summer, I was going through one of those times with the Lord when I was asking, Lord, what is it that you want? There's got to be something more you want from me. There's got to be more than just the everyday humdrum, do this, do that type of thing. So this started back in August, and I had a couple of scriptures that I read, and it kind of talks about there's really never a good time in God's world. In other words, he may say, do this or that, and it may not be convenient for us, but our job is to obey and trust and do as he says. And when he says for us to follow him, which is kind of like the theme of what we talked about this morning, if he says to come and follow him, then that's what he's expecting. But then there's that little trust issue. Well, if I do that, God, is this going to happen? How am I going to do this? What's going to happen to that? That's what I go through. Because my mind is always
going, thinking, and going.
Right, exactly. And there are times when we need, I saw this in something Joyce Meyer had written. It's a daily devotional that I have, and the top of it said, be ready to be interrupted. And that really kind of jumped in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that the Lord wants me to stop working, retire, as they say, in July. I don't mind telling you, I'm scared. I pretty much have worked all most of my life since I was 16. I took some time off when I had my kids. I had took off about 7 years, but have pretty much been working most of that time. And I know inside of me that there's more that the Lord wants for me to do for him, and it doesn't involve being where I am right now at work. I don't know what it is.
He's not going to tell you either.
I know. I know.
In obedience, you retire from the job.
I know that.
And trust in him that he does have
Amen.
Something. And, you know, it may not happen. He may not tell you right away or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But that trust, you just got to believe that. You know,
correct.
You'll be there when you're needed.
I know all that. But there's all these
That's
other
your
things,
problem.
Judy.
That's your
Judy.
Problem. I see self in there, always knowing,
right.
Figuring whatever.
Exactly, exactly. But, you know, there's all these other things. Well, how am I going to live? You know? So one night I went to bed and before I fell asleep, I just kept saying, I know that you will supply all of my needs according to your riches and glory. God, I thank you that you will supply all of my need according to your riches and glory. God, I thank you. And I kept saying it and saying it and finally fell asleep because my head was going in a million places.
Right.
Because on paper, there's no way. The bills are going to be paid
on paper. Can I just
interject
something?
Yes.
My husband retired after 41 years at the same place in 1993 because they closed the shop. He had to. He lost more than half of his pay, you know, when you go into retirement. And 1 year later, I had an opportunity to retire. And you had to go to all these meetings, the union, everything. And it was all me that did it. And I'd never paid much attention, added things up, whatever. And I owed $100,000 in bills, okay? And they said, you can't retire. What's the matter with you to even think of it? Because where's this money gonna come from? Well, my daughter, Sharon, the first one, oldest one, came into my house. I had till 4:30 that Friday to say that I was gonna stay or go. And I knew in my heart, I had to go. I mean, I had to stay with the phone company because what was I gonna do without, you know, whatever. And she came in and she should have been at work. I saw a Band-Aid on her arm. I said, Sharon, why are you here? She goes, well, I just came back from the doctor. And I said, oh? And she says, well, I'm pregnant. Instantly. Now, I owe $100,000. They're going to take more than half of my pay away. And we don't have any bank accounts and any, you know, whatever. But my heart's desire to be part of my grandchildren's life and to be there, no question asked. So as you're saying, praying that I know you're going to take care. Well, what if you retire and things don't look so hot? You know, he will be there for you. And the first thing that I said, you know what? It doesn't make any difference. Whatever happens. And then it came to me that the one thing you have to do is start just go without some things, you know, and to try and make, but God will be with you through it. But he wants the obedience from you and not for you to know that you're going to be all right.
Well, I'm believing that I won't have to go without anything.
Well,
I'm believing that if it's God, that
he's... No, sometimes God tests us.
Well, this is a test.
Right, but
okay?
I mean, you may have to go without something.
Find the treasure in the test.
I'm looking.
Okay.
No, I mean, he's confirming it to me.
But he still wants you to be obedient without knowing the answers. What's coming.
And I don't. I don't know the answers. I don't know.
And he's
what's
not going to tell you. He's
no,
gonna,
I know.
Yeah.
I know. He's dragging his feet.
And that. Now he's trying to get you to the place he needs you to be.
Correct. So.
But he knows you have a willing heart. And that's the important thing. Even if you get scared, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Your heart is
willing. Well, you know, I think he knows, you know, that I'm a little scared.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's all kinds of things, you know, that go through your mind. But I am believing that he's gonna be there for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if nothing else is, if nobody else is,
I'll be there.
You're spending your money on your kitchen.
I didn't say money.
You should have a kitchen.
There, she took care of you, didn't she?
I love it.
Huh?
But she's gonna cook for you.
Oh, yeah. I'll come over and eat at your house. But all kidding aside, I think we're all going through tests, you know, and each one in their own individual, and that's basically what he's saying here. It's part of his preparation for us, and I'm excited. I am very, very excited.
Can I just interject something?
Would you like the microphone?
You're not here for almost a year, and now you're just take right over.
It's not me; it's the Holy Spirit
okay.
within that is speaking.
All right.
So
whispering.
Now, before I forget it, somebody recently said, "It's not sin that's going to send us to hell because Jesus already died for our sins, took them all on, whatever. What's going to send us to hell is unbelief." And that is so important. And when somebody said about the vision of Jesus with the crown on his head and
yeah.
whatever, so often, you know, people get caught up in this and reliving the crucifixion and all that. And, you know, and then the next thing, we go get into the doubt or unbelief and question this, question that, whatever. Every time we do that, we re-crucify him, okay? By that's how important that is. Mm-hmm. And I won't talk anymore.
No, it's okay. You can talk.
Well, one day when my husband was
sure, sick. Sure, Peggy. Just tell him, keep going.
No, one day when my husband was sick, this nurse had come, and she was leaving, and I'm walking out behind her almost to her car, and I couldn't shut up. I'm talking. And my husband looks at me, and he says, "What's the matter? Do you need someone to talk to?" And tears started coming because I never realized how bad I did get someone to talk to. But,
I can relate. I can. Yeah. I can.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I kind of can relate yes. now, too, because there's, you know, yeah. there's alone time. Mm-hmm. And it's not all it's cracked up to be, either.
Yeah, never.
But it's okay. I know for myself, I need to spend more time with the Lord than I do with other things that give me comfort. And that's, really, he's making that very clear to me, too. But I were you all blessed by this?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I mean, I just, it was like,
overwhelmed.
Lord, it is overwhelming.
Yes.
It is overwhelming to me that he would consider me worthy enough to give this kind of a message to me. Apparently, it's important enough because he wants, it is for all of us. Yes. Here.
Amen.
So I'm just very grateful that I had this opportunity, and he gave the word to Kim first.
He tattled on you because it was hiding in your heart. I want you to stay there for a moment. I want you to read this. From Linda's Vision, April 14th.
Okay.
No, it's April 4th. I'm sorry.
This year,
no,
April
4th. I saw a lantern with a light inside. The lantern was being put inside a large hose, like you see when people are working in manholes. Someone put the hose over their shoulder and pulled it along upstairs. It was dragged along streets, but the light was concealed for a greater purpose. When they came to an arena, the lantern was removed and put in the center of the arena. The light was small, but it kept increasing until it was as bright as a light house light, illuminating the whole place. Then I saw people arriving and sitting down in the seats. There was an air of excitement.
Now, when I read this, she gave it out. And when I read it, after I got home this week, because you gave it to me on Sunday, I said, "Lord, what's this hose all about?" Mm-hmm. All right? Why? Now, the lantern to me is here and us as we are. Small. Up the stairs. Who's taking us up the stairs? Certainly not me, him. Amen?
Amen.
Pulled it on his shoulder, but it's still hidden. The purpose is still hidden. Right? Because mm-hmm. the light's inside that big
protective
hose, protection. Okay? It's not time. He dragged it along the street, concealed for a greater purpose. Do you realize this connects?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When they came to the arena, which is a huge place, right? The lantern was removed and put into the center of the arena. Who took it out of the tube? It's got to be the Lord again. It became bright and it illuminated the whole place. Did you ever see how much light it takes to light up an arena? People arriving, sitting down in the seats, and there was an air of excitement, expectation.
Amen.
Okay? It connects.
Yes. Amen. And I think Susan's light that she saw tonight going through the dark cave, it illuminated.
Same idea. It's all Susan's fault.
It is.
Thank you very, very much.
Peggy, didn't you get a word last night about LED or something? Was that you? No, Peggy. Was that you when Pastor Jay went around? I didn't know who he was, but I just heard it. He said something about someone over there.
The only thing that
LED.
The only thing I
remember
was Sister Ann. That's all I remember from what he said.
Well, I have it on here.
It was LED, but I just don't know.
And I heard light emitting disciple.
Pardon me?
Oh. Light emitting disciple.
Right, but I didn't know who it was. I just heard it.
Right, then I'm not sure who it is.
Guess what? Close your eyes. Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
We are grateful.
We are grateful.
You're catching us.
You're catching us.
A little bit by surprise.
A little bit by surprise.
But we're grateful.
And awed at your revelation.
Give us confirmations
upon confirmation.
And we await the transition.
It will not be late.
It will be on time.
And we know
that you're taking care of all our needs according to your riches and glory. In Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen?
Amen.
You know what I...
say that I forgot to tell you, last October when we had the feast in the new year in the 5777...
Yes, yes.
Well, of course, that was fitting right into what I believed he was saying to me, because five is grace.
Yes.
I'm going to be 70... in the seventh month of 2017. So there's the 3 7s.
Amen.
And 70 is what, completion?
Completion.
Seven.
Seven is completion.
Seven is completion. 70 was something.
70 is the government of God. Government of God. Completion of government of God. 7 times 10. 7.
And the heads in that vision, yes. I did hear the word government, and that ties into that too.
Good. Going to be exciting. Be exciting. Be exciting. Be exciting. Be exciting.